Okay, the final episode tonight on ABC TV, 9 o'clock, The Chasers Election Desk. We still don't know who's the ruler of our great nation, but someone who might be able to fill us in on a bit more detail is Chaz Licciardello from The Chaser. How you doing, Chaz?
Hello there, not too bad.
Mate, we're doubly disillusioned now and have no idea what the crap's going on. Can you fill us in? Who's gonna run the country?
I am.
Oh, good.
It's official, actually. In fact, even as we speak, I'm currently in Uber heading to Canberra. So I'm going to take care of things.
Are you really in an Uber right now?
Actually, I am really in an Uber. I'm traveling from tiredness to exhaustion.
That's great.
Yeah. I will do anything to publicise our show, even annoy a poor Uber driver.
Yeah, fair enough. So it has been a long election campaign. Obviously, you guys had the really long desk to deal with it, but it just keeps on giving and it just keeps on going. They're saying we won't have a result for, another week before they've finished counting all the votes?
Yeah, and then there'll probably be another one. This election will never end.
Well, they wouldn't have to call another election, would they?
Well, no, they don't have to.
No.
But if Malcolm Turnbull is Prime Minister in a hung parliament, depending on what happens in the Senate, he might just get absolutely nothing up. And if you recall, the last election was about him not being able to get anything up.
Yeah.
Well, you can't be well hung and not getting anything up is going to be difficult through the Senate.
The erectile dysfunction.
That's where Tony Abbott had a lot of supporters because we knew he was well hung for Parliament. And that's
Those budgies. What did you make of Lee Sale's comments near the end of her ABC election coverage when she was clearly delirious?
Yeah, we've broken the record. Suck on that, Kerry O'Brien.
Look, I must admit, I kind of felt a bit of sympathy for Lee because
she was awesome.
I have padded for probably 2 or 3 minutes in my life, and I found it incredibly awkward. So, but she had the pad for 7 straight hours. That it only got the suck on that Kerry. I'm surprised she didn't pull out some Dr. Seuss books to start reading them out word for word because there's nothing left to say.
Chaz, there was some pretty awful TV around this election. On the election night, Channel 7 had a thing called The Crusher, which was pretty bad taste. Channel 9 had a thing called The Tower of Power, which was hilarious because they kept putting up the number of seats both party had, and yet it was already the whole time down the bottom right-hand corner of the screen anyway.
You know, I'm actually making exactly the same joke on tonight's show, so people are going to think I ripped you off.
What else can we expect in the final episode tonight, Chaz?
I am doing a review of election night coverage. As you said, it was abysmal. So I will say there was one thing which you missed out, which was my favourite bit, which was literally 25 minutes of bike cam. It was a camera on a bike following Malcolm Turnbull while he drove from his house to the Wentworth Hotel.
Wow.
25 minutes fantasy commentary of a road.
Now, Chaz, I've got something for you that Clive Palmer said about Bill Shorten and Malcolm Turnbull when we asked him if he thinks they're qualified.
I think Malcolm Turnbull and Bill Shorten are not qualified to do anything other than doing a coffee shop.
Run a coffee shop.
To make coffee for each other while they're worrying about, you know, where they get a job for next week. Sort of thing, you know?
Double shot cappuccino for me, thanks.
Yeah, they couldn't get a job anywhere, I don't think, really.
Look, I'd like to know what insight Clive Palmer has into their coffee-making ability because I don't think they'd be qualified to do that either.
Yeah, being a barista is pretty hard.
Chaz, I'm going to stop you right there, my friend. I'm stopping you right here. Do not argue with Clive Palmer about food and beverage. He knows his shit, all right?
That is true.
He'll eat you alive.
Tonight you will find out exactly how many boats one can smuggle into Peter Dutton's celebration party. Let me tell you, it is a lot.
Look forward to it. ABC TV tonight, 9 o'clock, The Chasers Election Desk, final episode. Chaz, thanks for coming on the show.
Thank you.